Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day. We give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalms, chapter 73, verse 25. You know, this is a psalm written by Asaph, and he talks about the derision of the wicked people, and then he talks about that how the people who are unfaithful to God will perish. And then he talks about that how they had been a troublesome to the righteous soul. And then later on he gets into a mode of extolling the name of the Lord. And then he says in verse 23, "Nevertheless, I'm continually with you. You have held me by my right hand. You will guide me with your counsel and afterward receive me to glory. Whom have I in heaven but you?" Verse 25. "And there is nothing on earth that I desire besides you." Verse 26 says, "My flesh and my heart fails, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, the distinctiveness of the Christian faith is that it focuses all of its teachings and emphasis on a single person, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. All that we really know about a Heavenly Father is learned from this one who lived among us for 33 years. Some people speak eloquently about the fatherhood of God, yet seldom extol the virtues of Christ. But without a biblical knowledge of Jesus and a personal relationship with him, our understanding of God the Father would be incomplete. The scriptures teach that Christ was the visible representation of the invisible Godhead. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, the Bible also says, Apostle Paul writes to the Philippian church in the book of Philippians chapter 2 and verses 9 to 11. He says, "Wherefore God also hath highly exalted Jesus and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Hallelujah. You know, he says everything in heaven must bow, should bow. It's mandatory. That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth. Things in heaven will bow. Everyone bows in heaven. On earth, out of the 8 billion people, almost 4.5 billion people bow today at the name of Jesus. Under the earth in hell, everyone bows, including the devils and the demons and the Lucifer. They all bow before the name of Jesus, but there is no salvation for them. Hallelujah. Today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that we can give him that due and honor and glory unto the name of Yeshua. So take some moments of your time, delighting yourself in Christ alone, and sing unto the Lord. Praise unto the name of Jesus. Thank the Lord for Jesus. Honor the Lord's name, and he will always be there to bless you, to guide you, and to lead you. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful morning. We bless you from the bottom of our heart. We praise you and we magnify you. You alone are worthy to be exalted and to be glorified. Abba Father, this morning I pray that you'll fill us with your awe. Fill us with your understanding. Grant us the knowledge of your will and of your understanding, O God. Lord, reveal yourself unto us in a greater measure. Jesus, I pray, the Lord, that we will, O Father God, we are the blessed of the Lord because we believe in you whom we have not seen. That's what your word said, that blessed are those who have seen and not seen me, and yet they believe. That's what he told Thomas when he pierced your nail-pierced hands and to identify that is Jesus. Oh, Father, I thank you, the resurrected one. Lord God Almighty, I thank you. I pray, give us the revelation of your death, of your burial, of your resurrection, of your ascension, and of you seated on the right hand of God the Father, that our life will never be the same. Today, Lord God Almighty, as your flock steps out into the jobs, into the businesses, and running the errands for the day, I bless them in the name of the Lord. I pray that, Lord, you will lift them up. You will, O Father, expand their horizon and their territory. Increase their borders. Take away every pain from the midst. Keep them from the evil one and grant them favor. Lord God Almighty, I thank you for the ones who may be sick in our midst, O Lord. Lord, we know that there is yet another opportunity to experience the healing virtue of God to flow in us. And therefore, Lord God Almighty, I release your virtue, your power to flow in everyone who is grappling with their health. I pray, Lord God Almighty, there'll be no mention of any sickness. We rebuke it, we resist it, and we cast it out in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For by your wounds and by your stripes, we were healed and made whole. And we give you all the praise and glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day in the presence of Jesus. Bye for now.